Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatrapada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatrapada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatrapada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, Dashamsha also we'll see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system as D1 to D10 and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them, and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars, 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury, direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now we come to the sign of Virgo, Virgo Navamsha. First thing you got to remember is any planet going into this sign will give early results, since Mercury represents childhood and early life. This is the Navamsha of choices. Once again, the second Navamsha of Mercury, first one Gemini, was also about choices, making conscious choices, not something happening magically in your life. Not everything in astrology about receiving something magically. This is about making conscious choice, and this Navamsha is the second one, which asks you to make choices, asks you to filter out all the bad stuff in your life. This, you might say, is karma relating to filtration, where you made errors in your past life about it. Therefore, planets appear in Virgo Navamsha to clear that out. Nothing else really. So any planet going here will have a filtration attitude towards it. It is a Navamsha about choices. In Virgo Navamsha, one has to leave all the dirty habits relating to the planet and clean out stuff. That's what Virgo Navamsha is. It represents the correctness of choices, doing selfless acts rather than selfish ones. Big one, isn't it? In the civilization, everybody is worried about themselves, not worried about the other. Whichever planet goes in will require corrections. It will limit what you can do in life. This is also the Navamsha of limitation. Depending upon what planet sits there, use the karakas and signifiers. A planet here will face restrictions. The planet and significations becomes too conscious about what the other people think. I think we had one more theme of this before. Too much of what other people think. Too many subconscious activities are going on because you think about other people. Sort of always worried about what people will think, what my parents or friends or etc. will think. That creates restrictions. So it needs, if there is seventh lord going into this, of course we are talking of Amartya Karaka, but just for a second, if your seventh lord or Dharakaraka goes into this kind of Navamsha, into Virgo Navamsha, you need mental compatibility with your intimate partner to work, just on the sidelines. Also, the planet going into Virgo Navamsha will require you to think very deeply about that planet's signification. If it's Mars, for example, about siblings, about brother, about your aggression, right? About your logic. These kind of people, if your seventh lord in D1 goes into Virgo Navamsha, if you take a partner, intimate partner, you might leave them because you will have to decide to make a choice later on in life. Think about it that way. You'll have to filter out that partner from your life. Probably they might be a partner from your last life, because Virgo is a sign of prarabdha karma, something which is balance, remaining from past life. Okay? Virgo Navamsha is a sign of corrections, of filtration. This planet wants you to do corrections in your life, whether it's body correction, mental correction, attitude correction, emotional correction, correction within relationships, depends upon the planet, isn't it? Such planets will always land in your Virgo Navamsha. So good news is, if you do not have any planets in Virgo Navamsha, that is good, isn't it? You have less pending karma with people. This is the reason why in Virgo Navamsha, a person will constantly keep improving and learning throughout their life. They cannot stop learning with regard to their planet signification. For example, if it is Sun, you keep learning about governance, about authority. Constant improvement, constant filtration, constant leaving out the bad habits regarding that. And since Navamsha represents internal self, it's what inside you is. That's the internal self. The person keeps learning throughout life, cannot stop learning about it. Classical remedy for this is to feed seeds to the birds. But other than remedies, you have to remember, take conscious choice. Any planet in Virgo Navamsha has only one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
One agenda to get corrections. And of course, every planet, it has its own way of providing this, isn't it? If your D1 10th lord sits here, for example, you might be having work related to detailed work, because Virgo is about details, finance work, auditing, for example. One who works on one's own weaknesses. It might be related to food, crop, agriculture. Working to earn a lot of wealth through one's own efforts, finding errors and making money through that. Maybe in people, finding faults in people and making money through that. Or law, or legal studies. Making money by finding faults, imagine that, right? There are plenty of them, lawyers are one of them. Mars here makes military or police people. HR, law, and correcting errors of people with detailed examination. They might even be good in business, trading, publishing, and teaching. That's D1 10th lord if it goes into Virgo Navamsha. Let's see somewhat funny characteristics it will give by planets now. Saturn here will learn to work selflessly, will start working earlier in life. Like I said, Mercury gives early results. But during the job, person will not be able to perform completely. That particular house will not be able to perform fully. Remember, restrictions. The person will face a lot of restrictions, will have to sacrifice a lot for other people. A lot of selfless acts the person will do. Mercury here, for example, might give problems relating to the body, with the metabolism. So the thing to do consciously is exercise, walk, go to the gym, maintain physical health and metabolism, grow and nurture plants, especially non-fruit bearing plants like basil and other flowering plants. These days people have a lot of decorative plants, isn't it? One which do not bear fruit. Mercury does not bear fruit, Jupiter does. Mars here will initially get a lot of properties maybe. And they get better in terms of anger management over time. But initially has to go through a lot of suffering due to brother or siblings, friends and etc. And eventually rise. they might get into professions related to law and rules, maybe like lawyers. Venus here will get into relationships, scars in relationships which last a lifetime. Even if seventh lord in your demon goes in Virgo Navamsha, this might be the case. These are your karmic partners. Heavy karma in relationships. Can't live with them, can't live without them kind of situation. Bad married life. So the cure would be to start helping other people in their married life. Okay? Think of that, for example. Moon here will have to eat healthy food choices. Again, food might create problems for you. Filtration with regard to your diet. Diet control. Moon in Virgo Navamsha. Same with mother. Same with home. Choices that you would have to leave home or not leave home. You might end up doing that eventually when you're 30, when Virgo Navamsha kicks in. They might have phobias of all kinds because Moon represents mental, emotional body, mental illnesses, hyperactivity and blood-related issues. These are like I said, Virgo is filtration. Jupiter here might give the problem of obesity, physical issues, the abdomen, liver issues. So maintaining good food habits over time will sort this out. Sun here might affect the father or authority figures, or you have problems with authority figures, fights with the father. The choices they have to make is, should I leave government work if they're doing government work, or should I stay? Choices may get problems of head and stomach. So remember, Virgo Navamsha is all about choices, isn't it? You have to make a conscious choice here. Now let us further analyze this and provide what it does. Let us listen in.
Saturn as Amatyakaraka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka Principles, Saturn. When Saturn is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. 2. Saturn's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When Saturn as Amatyakaraka occupies Virgo Navamsha, its methodical, slow-moving discipline fuses with Virgo's analytical, critical, and service-oriented energy. The result is a professional drive centered on precision, improvement, and practical service, often manifesting through detailed problem-solving and routine-bound responsibilities. Service through precision and detail. Saturn's natural sense of duty merges with Virgo's perfectionism, producing an inner drive to serve society through improving systems, health, or technical accuracy. Work becomes about refinement, accountability, and correcting inefficiencies. Burden of criticism and perfectionism. The combination creates self-critical tendencies. Saturn's heavy, slow pace struggles with Virgo's restless demand for improvement, leading to feelings of inadequacy or being constantly tested. The individual may feel they never meet their own or others' exacting standards. Healing and practical service professions lean toward healthcare, administration, auditing, data analysis, or service industries where persistence, patience, and technical accuracy are required. The drive often pushes toward being of practical use to the masses through healing, education, or system management. Shadow expression. Rigidity and nitpicking that alienate colleagues. Withdrawal or inertia when overwhelmed by endless tasks. Obsession with flaws, creating pessimism about progress. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as sixth house, Aries ascendant. Saturn as Amatyakaraka pushes towards service-oriented professions, healthcare, conflict resolution, or labor management. Drive is expressed through duty-bound daily work. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant, public career built on responsibility, technical mastery, and structured service. Recognition comes through detail-oriented contributions to institutions or government. Virgo as 2nd house, Leo ascendant, the drive centers around speech, family resources, and financial stability. Professional life may tie to accounting, banking, or resource management with a heavy sense of responsibility. 4. Integrated expression. Saturn as Amatyakaraka in Virgo Navamsha creates an internal drive to refine, serve, and perfect systems through disciplined effort. The individual feels karmically tasked with meticulous service for the welfare of society, often in unnoticed or underappreciated roles. Success requires balancing Saturn's endurance with Virgo's critical analysis, learning to accept imperfections while steadily improving systems and people's lives. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Mercury, when Mercury is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in intellect, communication, adaptability, and analytical reasoning. It thrives in environments requiring problem-solving, technical precision, data handling, and interpersonal communication. The drive expresses itself through curiosity, innovation, and versatility in trade, business, writing, and education. 2. Mercury's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When Mercury as Amatya Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, it comes into its own sign of exaltation, amplifying intellect, critical thinking, and technical perfection. The professional drive here becomes deeply detail-oriented, rational, and service-centered. Exalted intelligence and service, Mercury's communicative skills combine with Virgo's service orientation, creating a drive to use knowledge and logic for collective benefit. The inner push is toward mastery in analysis, systems, and structured communication, precision and over-analysis. The exaltation sharpens intellect but may also lead to overthinking, perfectionism, and critical self-judgment. The individual may feel burdened by constant refinement, rarely satisfied with their output. Practical and technical professions. This placement favors careers in teaching, data science, IT, engineering, publishing, communications, auditing, or any field where precision and applied intelligence are paramount. There is a natural pull toward problem-solving roles in service to organizations and society. Shadow expression, becoming excessively critical or nitpicky in work environments. Paralysis from overanalysis or fear of imperfection. Using intellect manipulatively to control outcomes or people. Mercury, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as sixth house, Aries ascendant. Mercury as Amatya Karaka manifests as a service-oriented communicator, excelling in law, medicine, administration, or technical problem solving. Professional drive becomes tied to conflict resolution and precision in routine work. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant, strong professional identity linked to teaching, consulting, publishing, or technical leadership. Recognition arises through intellectual authority and detail-driven contributions. Virgo as 2nd house, Leo ascendant, drive focuses on communication in family, finance, and speech. Careers may involve banking, accounting, writing, or advisory roles connected to resource management. Hat of 4, integrated expression. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Virgo, Navamsha produces an internal drive toward perfection of systems, mastery of knowledge, and service through intellect. The individual becomes a lifelong learner and teacher.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Karmically tasked with refining communication, sharpening analysis, and applying technical intelligence in service to society. Balance must be found between constant refinement and acceptance of practical limitations. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Venus. When Venus is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in refinement, beauty, comfort, relationships, and the pursuit of harmony. It thrives in professions connected to wealth, luxury, arts, aesthetics, and human interaction. Venus brings diplomacy, creativity, and a strong sense of value, making careers in finance, design, medicine, or partnerships flourish. The shadow side is indulgence, vanity, or excessive dependence on external validation. 2. Venus's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When Venus as Amatya Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, it is in debilitation. This alters Venus' natural charm, harmony, and grace into a more critical, restrained, and service-oriented drive. The professional motivation becomes tied to practicality and improvement rather than indulgence or pleasure. Service through refinement. The inner push is toward refining beauty, wealth, or relationships in a practical, detail-oriented way. Careers may be rooted in medicine, healing, accounting, or refinement industries such as design, fashion, or beauty, but always with a focus on correcting flaws or creating order. Burden of self-criticism. Venus's desire for acceptance and luxury clashes with Virgo's perfectionism, leading to dissatisfaction in professional outcomes. The individual may constantly feel their creative or relational contributions are undervalued or incomplete. Practical and healing professions. Venus in Virgo directs the professional drive toward healthcare, counseling, pharmacy, agriculture, nutrition, or professions combining beauty with technical detail, cosmetic surgery, interior design, fine dining management. Work often involves balancing aesthetics with utility. Shadow expression, over-criticism of self and others in relationships and creative work. Difficulty enjoying success, feeling something is always missing. Excessive focus on practicality that undermines creative flow or emotional fulfillment. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo is sixth house, Aries ascendant. Venus as a Macha Karaka directs energy into service, caregiving, and healing professions. Strong pull toward medicine, counseling, or industries combining aesthetics with routine service. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant. Career path tied to arts, fashion, finance, or design with strong public recognition through refinement and service. The drive is toward creating order in creative or social systems. Virgo as second house, Leo ascendant. Emphasis on wealth, family resources, and speech. Careers may revolve around banking, finance, jewelry, or luxury businesses with a service-oriented approach. 4. Integrated expression. Venus as a Matia Karaka in Virgo Navamsha creates an internal drive to refine, heal, and perfect beauty, wealth, and relationships through service. The karmic task is to balance Venus' desire for harmony with Virgo's demand for precision. While the individual may feel unappreciated or overly critical of their own work, their true strength lies in offering practical refinement and healing to others, transforming imperfection into meaningful service. Moon as a Matia Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Moon, when the moon becomes Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, nurturing, receptivity, and adaptability. It thrives in roles involving care for people, public engagement, psychology, food, liquids, real estate, and counseling. The moon as MK makes one's work life deeply tied to emotional satisfaction, collective needs, and sensitivity to public moods. Its shadow comes through emotional fluctuations, inconsistency, or excessive dependence on validation from others. Moon's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When the moon as a Macha Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, emotions are filtered through Virgo's critical, practical, and service-driven nature. The nurturing impulse becomes expressed through detailed care, problem-solving, and intellectual refinement, often at the expense of emotional ease. Emotional service through precision. The inner drive is to nurture others through order, improvement, and healing. Careers lean toward counseling, healthcare, teaching, or administration, where emotional intelligence is applied with practical skill. The person feels compelled to be useful by solving problems and creating structure in others' lives. Strain of emotional perfectionism. The moon's fluid, adaptive energy clashes with Virgo's demand for precision, creating emotional dissatisfaction. The individual may constantly feel their care is not enough, or may overanalyze emotional responses, leading to worry and restlessness. Healing professions and public service professions often align with mental health, nursing, community service, nutrition, publishing, or education. The drive is to combine emotional sensitivity with meticulous service to society, often helping people through structured guidance. Shadow expression. Emotional overanalysis leading to anxiety and self-doubt. Coldness or detachment in nurturing, turning care into criticism. Mood tied to work performance, creating cycles of worry and burnout. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as 6th house, Aries ascendant. Moon as a Matia Karaka drives one to serve through caregiving professions. nursing, counseling, or medical practice. The professional identity is tied to emotional healing in service settings. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant, a strong public career built on service, teaching, or caregiving. The individual becomes emotionally invested in reputation and recognition, often serving as a guide or caretaker for the masses. Virgo as 2nd house, Leo ascendant, focus shifts to family, food, and speech. Careers may be in food industry, nutrition, real estate, or family businesses. Emotional drive ties to responsibility for family resources. 4. Integrated expression. Moon as Amaya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha creates a professional drive rooted in nurturing through precision, care, and service. The karmic task is to blend compassion with practicality, learning to channel emotions into structured healing rather than perfectionistic worry. The individual's strength lies in serving the collective with meticulous emotional intelligence, even if they feel underappreciated or overly self-critical. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amakarka Principles. Mars, when Mars is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in action, initiative, logic, and courage. It thrives in roles requiring decisiveness, technical skill, leadership, and the ability to cut through obstacles. Mars as AMK generates a strong internal push toward achieving goals through determination and discipline. Its shadow can emerge as aggression, impatience, or burnout from constant striving. Mars's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When Mars as Amatya Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, its fiery initiative fuses with Virgo's meticulous, detail-oriented, and service-driven qualities. The professional drive becomes centered on applying energy and logic to precision work, improvement of systems, and technical mastery. Action through detail and logic. Mars' raw force is refined by Virgo's analytical temperament, thus creating a drive to act strategically rather than impulsively. Careers often focus on engineering, surgery, project management, or any field requiring precise execution of complex tasks. Struggle between speed and perfection. Mars' natural decisiveness feels slowed down by Virgo's constant analysis and corrections. The individual may wrestle with frustration over delays or indecision, while also feeling compelled to perfect every step before acting. Practical professions. Strong inclination toward technical fields, surgery, military engineering, law, athletics, IT, or construction. Mars in Virgo thrives in problem-solving, mechanical systems, and situations where precision is critical. Service professions involving conflict resolution, medicine, or research also align with this placement. Shadow expression, irritability from constant delays or perceived inefficiency in others. Overexertion in pursuit of perfection, leading to burnout. Criticism of colleagues' work standards, creating conflicts. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as 6th house, Mars as Amatya Karaka, emphasizes victory through service and competition. Careers may lean toward medicine, law enforcement, or technical conflict resolution roles. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant. Strong career orientation in public roles tied to engineering, project management, or military/government service. Recognition through technical precision and structured leadership. Virgo as 2nd house, Leo ascendant, focus on resources, wealth, and speech. Drive may manifest in professions tied to banking, construction, or family businesses, with Mars's energy applied towards stabilizing finances. 4. Integrated expression. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha creates an internal drive to achieve through precision, technical mastery, and problem solving. The karmic task is to blend Mars's need for swift action with Virgo's demand for detail and accuracy. When balanced, this placement produces powerful strategists, surgeons, engineers, or leaders who channel disciplined energy into service for the collective. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Jupiter, when Jupiter becomes Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, knowledge, faith, and benevolent guidance. It thrives in teaching, law, policymaking, spirituality, and advisory roles. Jupiter as AMK makes the professional identity oriented toward growth, justice, ethical order, and service to larger institutions. Its shadow may emerge as overconfidence, excessive moralizing, or indulgence in theoretical ideals without practical grounding. 2. Jupiter's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amartya Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, expansive wisdom fuses with Virgo's critical, detail-oriented, and service-focused qualities. This produces a professional drive centered on applying knowledge practically, refining systems, and healing through guidance. Wisdom applied to service. The drive is to translate broad philosophical or spiritual knowledge into practical solutions. The individual seeks to be of service through teaching, counseling, or creating structured systems that benefit society. Struggle of expansion versus perfection. Jupiter's expansive, optimistic nature feels restrained by Virgo's perfectionism and critical tendencies. This can create frustration where grand visions get stalled in endless details or bureaucratic refinement. The professional may wrestle with balancing ideals and practicality. Service-oriented professions. Professions may include law, teaching, medicine, counseling, research, auditing, or spiritual service, where wisdom must be made applicable to everyday realities. Strong inclination toward being educators, consultants, or policy advisors who focus on systems improvement. Shadow expression, overcritical use of wisdom, leading to judgmental or fault-finding tendencies. Paralysis by analysis, vision stuck in technicalities. Loss of faith when results fail to meet ideal standards. Have three, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as sixth house, Aries ascendant, Jupiter as Amartya Karaka channels wisdom into service, conflict resolution, and health professions. Careers may involve law, medicine, or advisory roles tied to daily work and service. Virgo as 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant, a highly prominent placement. Career thrives in teaching, judiciary, governance, or education. Recognition arises from practical wisdom applied to public service. Virgo as second house, Leo ascendant. The drive ties to speech, family, and resources. Professions may involve financial advising, law, banking, or teaching, with a heavy sense of responsibility toward family stability. 4. Integrated expression. Jupiter as Amartya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha produces an internal drive to serve through applied wisdom, structured teaching, and practical refinement. The karmic task is to harmonize Jupiter's broad ideals with Virgo's demand for precision, learning to ground expansive knowledge in tangible service. This placement creates guides, teachers, and advisors who refine collective systems and uplift others through practical, detail-conscious wisdom. Sun as Amartya Karaka in Virgo Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka Principles. Sun. When the sun becomes Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in authority, discipline, leadership, and ethical responsibility. It thrives in roles of visibility, governance, and management where respect, dignity, and recognition are earned through responsibility and sacrifice. The sun as AMK provides clarity, direction, and the urge to lead with moral conviction. Its shadow can manifest as pride, ego-centered actions, or the burden of constant responsibility. Sun's drive in Virgo Navamsha. When the sun as Amartya Karaka occupies Virgo Navamsha, its natural radiance is filtered through Virgo's practical, critical, and service-oriented qualities. Leadership becomes less about grand authority and more about detail, accountability, and structured problem-solving. Leadership through service and order. The sun's drive for authority is channeled into refining systems, improving institutions, and applying discipline in practical service. Professional motivation is to lead by demonstrating accountability, ethics, and structured management. Conflict between ego and perfectionism. The sun's need for dignity and recognition may struggle with Virgo's hypercritical, service-driven approach. This can cause dissatisfaction when leadership roles feel reduced to routine or when recognition is delayed due to constant fault-finding. Professions rooted in accountability. Likely professions include administration, governance, law, medicine, auditing, or teaching, where personal authority is expressed through detail and discipline. The sun in Virgo often leans toward institutional leadership, but with a strong emphasis on accountability and precision. Shadow expression. Ego hurt by constant criticism or lack of appreciation, becoming overly authoritarian in enforcing rules and order. Insecurity about leadership ability when perfectionistic standards are unmet. Her 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Virgo as 6th house, Aries ascendant, sun as Amartya emphasizes leadership in service, daily work, and conflict management. Professions may involve medicine, law enforcement, or administrative authority in service fields. Virgo is 10th house, Sagittarius ascendant, strong public authority, career thrives in governance, law, education, or management. Recognition and fame may come through disciplined, accountable leadership. Virgo as second house, Leo ascendant, focus on family resources, finance, and speech. Professional drive may manifest in banking, governance of resources, or authoritative roles in wealth management. Integrated expression sun as Amatya Karaka in Virgo, Navamsha creates an internal drive to lead with precision, ethics, and service. The karmic task is to balance the sun's need for dignity with Virgo's demand for humility and refinement. When harmonized, this placement produces leaders who uplift institutions and communities by combining moral authority with meticulous accountability. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amatya Karaka planets in Virgo Navamsha. Rahu influence in Virgo Navamsha. Rahu intensifies the critical, analytical, and service-driven qualities, but often bends them toward manipulation, cunning, and scandal. The professional drive becomes clouded by hidden agendas, shortcuts, or misuse of intellect in service roles. Creates manipulative perfectionism, appearing to improve systems while secretly exploiting them for personal gain. Blame and accusations surface, particularly of dishonesty, unethical practices, or betrayal in professional relationships. Adds cunning intelligence. Rahu amplifies Virgo's analytical skills, but directs them toward gossip, deception, or manipulation in technical, medical, or administrative contexts. Weakens accountability. Faults are concealed or shifted onto others, producing mistrust. In leadership teaching roles, Sun Jupiter Amatya Karaka, Rahu creates suspicion where the native's wisdom or authority is questioned as self-serving. In communicative relationship roles, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Amatraka, Rahu pushes toward deceit, gossip, or misuse of charm for influence. Ketu influence. In Virgo Navamsha, Ketu withdraws from Virgo's detail-oriented service and creates detachment from perfectionism and external recognition. The professional persona may appear cold, aloof, or disinterested, even if internally burdened with intensity. Produces withdrawal from practical service. The individual avoids tasks, refuses accountability, or shows indifference to routine. Strong reluctance to express feelings or ideas clearly, leading to misunderstandings in professional contexts. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as Amatya Karaka, Ketu creates extreme detachment in communication, nurturing, or relationships, making the native appear unavailable or uncooperative. With Sun or Jupiter Amatya Karaka, Ketu produces a detached leader or teacher whose wisdom seems disconnected, uninspiring, or aloof. Can cause stagnation in professional life, loss of initiative, avoidance of practical duties, or rejection of opportunities. Reputation may carry the tag of coldness, lack of empathy, or inconsistency, even though the inner world is deeply restless. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Virgo Navamsha. Saturn Rahu, manipulative disciplinarian, uses responsibility as control, blamed for oppressive, rule-heavy systems in service or technical fields. Saturn plus Ketu withdraws from duties, creates rigid detachment, appears cold and uncaring in leadership, blamed for lack of support to the masses. Mercury Rahu, manipulative communicator, thrives on gossip or deceptive negotiations, career built on cunning business, data manipulation, or political speechcraft. Mercury plus Ketu, silent intellectual, avoids engagement, blamed for poor communication, lack of clarity, or withdrawal from dialogue. Mars plus Rahu, aggressive critic, uses logic and sharpness to dominate. Scandals arise from impulsive perfectionism or technical disputes. Mars Ketu, passive-aggressive professional, avoids direct action, blamed for negligence or failure to confront problems. Moon plus Rahu, emotional manipulation through service, sympathy-seeking, creating instability or scandal in public roles. Moon plus Ketu, emotionally absent caregiver, appears detached or cold, blamed for being unresponsive in critical service roles. Venus Rahu, misuses charm in workplace relationships, scandals in love or finance, manipulating through beauty, wealth, or diplomacy. Venus plus Ketu, detachment in partnerships and relationships, refusal to refine or maintain harmony, blamed for broken unions or lack of empathy. Jupiter plus Rahu, pseudo-guru figure, manipulates followers with knowledge, blamed for misleading through false teaching or corrupted advisory roles. Jupiter plus Ketu, withdrawn advisor, lacks engagement, appears disinterested or uninspiring, despite holding deep knowledge. Sun plus Rahu, scandalized authority figure, manipulates leadership roles, accused of corruption, misuse of status, or hypocritical morality. Sun's Ketu, detached leader, cold, aloof, or inconsistent, blamed for poor decisions and lack of inspiring direction.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.